And, Mr. Clerk, I just thought I'd come down and tell you how much we enjoyed our visit here with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Hasenpfeffer.
Yeah, we have enjoyed it tremendously. And at this time, I will ask you to have the bill ready in full by Monday morning, because we are leaving for New York Monday.
Going to New York, eh?
Yeah, we are going to New York.
For good?
Well, I hope it's as good as it's been around here. That is everything except the trouble we've had. It's been a kind of an up-and-down proposition with us ever since we made up our minds to go to South America, so I hope there will be a change.
Oh, you're going to South America, are you?
Oh, yeah. I guess I never did tell you about our invention, did I?
Why, no.
Also, we got a proposition. If everything goes all right, by the next time you see us, we will probably be independent rich. You will probably see us throwing $5 bills at each other.
Oh, we got a very good proposition.
And how?
Well, what is it? Or is it a secret?
Oh, no, there's nothing secret about it. We got invention rights, so I guess we can tell you. We are going into the coconut ice cream pie business.
Coconut ice cream pie business?
This is kind of foolish, doesn't it? But we are going in just the same. Yes, sir, the coconut ice cream pie business.
Well, what's it all about?
Elsa, we got a big coconut ranch down in South America. And we also got the machinery already.
Tell them about Katie and the monkeys, go
ahead. Oh, yeah. And we already got the monkeys with which we are going to take the coconuts down out of the trees. So you see, we haven't been asleep on the proposition.
Well, what is this coconut ice cream pie? Tell me all about it. It sounds very good.
Man, I tell you, it's the most delicious, appetizing piece of refreshment that ever slides over your tongue. You see, this machinery we got drills a hole into the coconut, takes out the milk out of the coconut, shoots it full of ice cream, and schneels it shut, all with one operation.
You mean into these hard-shell coconuts?
Yeah, the regular coconuts.
Well, then, how do you get the coconut and the ice cream out of the hard-shell coconuts?
All
you
gotta do is take a hammer, crack the shell, peel it off, and there you got a whole coconut full of ice cream. Then you take a knife and slice it. Slice it just like you would bread. And there you got it. Coconut ice cream pie. By George, doesn't that make your mouth run together?
Say, that sounds marvelous.
Isn't that something to go into a frenzy about?
Why, that's wonderful. You'll be able to ship them all over the world, won't you?
Any place where they got inhabitants, well, you know what I mean. Any place where they got people living.
Yes, sir, I should say so. Well, that's great. The only thing wrong with it is the ice cream will get awfully soft, won't it?
Oh, no, no, no. We got a preparation which will keep the ice cream hard for 2 months.
Is that so?
Sure. But, of course, that's an invention that I can't tell you about, or else all of the companies would try to do the same thing. But don't you think the whole proposition as a whole is a good one?
Why, it's worth millions.
And that's what we are going after. So you see, when I told you that when we come back here, you probably see us throwing $5 bills in each another, I wasn't fooling.
I'll say you weren't. Say, how about the little fellow? Is he going along with you?
Who, Weasel, you mean?
Oh, I wouldn't call him a weasel.
You wouldn't?
Why, no.
Well, my friend, that's his name.
Weasel?
Why, sure. Weasel Klutz. On his last name, he spells K-L-U-double-Lutz. Didn't he spell it for you yet?
Why, no. I haven't seen him very much the last 2 days. Where is he?
Upstairs in his room, hesitating, I guess you call it.
Hesitating?
Mm-hmm.
Hesitating about what?
Hesitating whether to go with us Monday or stay here and go to his girl's house for a housewarming party.
Oh, don't worry. He'll go with us. Don't you worry about that.
I think he will, too, but you can always never sometimes tell about these guys when they get struck with the girls, you know.
Oh, say, by the way, I meant to ask you this before.
What is it?
Was it all right to let the young lady come up to see you the other day?
I say it wasn't.
Oh, my girl, you mean, huh?
Well, I don't know whose girl she was, but I do remember that she asked for you.
I guess it's better we don't say something about it. We've been trying to drop the subject ever since. So if it's all the same to you, we play a little tune down here in the lobby, huh?
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, gentlemen.
Here's the clarinet, Herr Louis.
Dankeschön. All right, let's give him, if you can, sing Witzel. Listen to this arrangement, clerk, and see how you like it. Here we go, gentlemen. If you can, sing Witzel. Eins, zwei, drei, Spiel. What do you think? Hasn't this band got a big future behind it?
Well, I'll tell you, boy, something. If your coconut ice cream pie business isn't a success, well, you've always got your music to fall back on.
Them's my sentiments, too. Well, there comes the silkworm out of his cocoon at last yet anyhow. Hello, housewarmer. I say, hello, housewarmer.
Excuse me, but I ain't on speaking terms.
Did you ever saw people like that, clerk? He's mad at hisself.
You guys will be sorry for this. Just wait till you get in the middle of the ocean. I'll get even with just then.
What are you gonna do? Throw mud in the faces, huh?
Never mind.
Didn't even know you was going. I thought that was such an important party that you couldn't get away. When did you change your mind about arrangements about going middle of the town?